two new pieces of legislation being considered at the state capitol would fully fund and expand kindergarten for four-year-old students. Currently, there are 4K programs in school districts across the state, but the state's funding system means that many of those schools only offer four-year-old kindergarten for half the day, making it difficult for many parents to enroll their kids. Coming up, we'll talk to an education expert about the impact of earlier kindergarten for students and families. First, we talk to one of the bill's sponsors. Senator Luther Olson is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 14th Senate District. That includes Ripon. Senator Olson, welcome back to Central Time.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Well, tell us what this legislation would do. What would change in Wisconsin?
Well, this is some of the legislation that we came out of the Blue Ribbon Task Force on school funding, and there's two pieces that deal with 4K. One would fund 100% full-day four-year-old kindergarten. Now we do it at two-thirds. The other one would change and allow and really require after a while schools to enroll kids when they are hit four years old, so that by the time that they hit, right now, when you go to kindergarten, 4K, you have to be 4 years old by September 1st. And we're saying that, or on September 1st, we're saying that you can go a little earlier in both semesters. And the reason we're doing that is the research shows for brain development, we need to get kids in school earlier. Now, some students have a great preschool experience, daycare and things like that, but there's a lot of them that don't, and they wind up behind when they start 4K and really 5K. And so what this would allow is kids to go a year and a quarter or a little longer, year and a half, year and three quarters of 4K, because we don't change the 5K date. We think that getting kids acclimated to school earlier is better, so that when they hit 5K, they're ready to go.
As I understand it, a big impact of the new legislation would be to allow many districts to go from providing half-day 4K to full-day. Why is that important to you and your colleagues to do?
Well, as I said, there's some students that just need that extra time in school. The brain development says that it's important to do that. And one of the other things that I think is the biggest factor in this bill is we're trying to close the achievement gap. And I was out in San Diego this last spring with Professor John Hattie, I think he's from Australia, and we were talking about Wisconsin's goal of closing the achievement gap. And he said, if you just say you're going to close the achievement gap, you'll never get it done. The way you get it done is start at the earliest grades and make sure that every student achieves at or above grade level, and then just keep doing that and moving them up, starting there so that they're not behind when they get into 5K in first grade, because once you get behind, it's pretty much impossible to catch up.
Are there guidelines existing or in the new legislation for the kind of 4K, the quality of 4K? I imagine it's not all created equal. How are you going to make sure that the kids are getting the good stuff?
Well, schools, every classroom is different in every school building, and some kids get an exceptional teacher and some unfortunately don't. But so we're not going to be able to guarantee that they're going to have a highly effective teacher. But that's up to the local school district to figure out, and parents. And so we don't get into that. We're just saying we believe if we fund it, you will do it, and the parents will, and the board is going to say, we want quality programs in our district, because we have open enrollment. And if they're not quality, then parents go other places.
As we wrap up, Senator Olson, what are the prospects? What's the timeline for actually passing this?
Well, we hope to get it done this late winter, or, you know, first part of next year. We did hear from the some daycare groups that were concerned about it, and they really would like us to figure out, and I don't know exactly how we can do this, that schools would need to work with daycares to help them provide 4K in their buildings and with district staff or their staff. But as we listened to testimony, it was pretty interesting that some of the school districts that came in that, you know, they have large populations of poverty really, really want this in the worst way because they need all the help they can to get their kids going.
Senator Olson, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Senator Luther Olson, Republican representing Wisconsin's 14th Senate District, which includes Ripon. He joined us today to talk about legislation he's co-sponsoring that would fund full-day kindergarten for four-year-olds in the state. Beth Grau joins us now for a look at the impact of early childhood education and 4K. Beth is the Sorensen Professor of Curriculum and Instruction and Director of the Center for Research on Early Childhood Education at UW-Madison. Beth, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for the invitation.
What's your reaction to this legislation on 4K in Wisconsin?
I think it's really exciting. It would fill needs for lots of families, but it has to be implemented in a way that recognizes that 4K sits at an intersection. It sits at the intersection of K-12 education and the child care community. And so we need to combine those two to do it well.
Could we get similar results or benefits from having a four-year-old in a quality early childhood preschool program as we could in a 4K program that's actually in a school building?
You can if you have great teachers in both, if you have the same kind of materials and curriculum. And I think that's actually what Wisconsin does really well. We've had for years, since the 80s, I think, what they call a community approach, where 4K is implemented in schools, child cares, and Head Start in many, many communities. And that takes into account the fact that we have a great child care community in Wisconsin, and we want to benefit from that. What we end up getting, I think, is in the child care centers, you have much more focus on developmentally appropriate practice. In the school-based programs, there are a lot of places that focus on developmentally appropriate practice, but there's more of a focus on the academic piece.
Right, and I've heard concerns that if we go too far toward the academic side of things in 4K or even five-year-old kindergarten, maybe that's a little too soon. Maybe we should be focusing on some of those other preschool skills.
Right. Well, I think one of the problems is that people oppose academic learning and skills with play. And they can be done together in beautiful ways. And that's one of the challenges of a lot of this stuff happening in K-12 systems where the administrators understand standards-based alignment and accountability, but they don't understand the best ways to help young kids. So we've actually had problems in kindergarten where children aren't playing anymore. They don't have many recesses.
Do we know, and given that you've just said there are different ways to do it, but do we have some general knowledge, some information about the benefits of making 4K available for kids?
Yeah. Well, I think there are two different literatures. There's the big literature on preschool in general, but the literature that's most applicable here are the studies that have looked at publicly funded pre-K programs. Okay. And so the biggest improvements come for children who live in poverty and for English language learners. And so they get the biggest bounce. And that probably is because it's the children who are in more affluent families can find their way into high quality programs. Also, it really recognizes that you need to have a high quality program and that you need to do that, you need really research-based curriculum, and you need well-prepared teachers. And it's not just preparation in college. It's continued professional development, including things like coaching, that if you to maintain the gains that you get in pre-K, you have to have child-friendly early elementary programs. So you need to actually maintain those gains. And there is a concern. They tend to do better at the end of pre-K and then there's a flattening out in terms of their gains. But most many people are concerned that it's because we're not doing what we need to do K-3 to be able to keep those things going.
I'll get into that in a minute. But if we're looking for tools to help close the what people call the achievement gap in Wisconsin, is 4K one of the tools in our toolkit that could help?
Yeah, because before the achievement gap, you've got an opportunity gap. So you have children whose families can't afford high-quality child care or they can't find it. You have children that have a lot of other challenges. And so that high-quality child care or high-quality early childhood ed could actually provide the kind of nurturing environment and educational context where they would have the same opportunities as the kids that are the ones that do better in achievement later. So it's all about opportunity.
We're talking to Beth Grau, professor of curriculum and instruction and director of the Center for Research on Early Childhood Education at UW-Madison. She's with us to talk about the impact of four-year-old kindergarten. There's legislation at the state level that would expand it in the state, fully funding all-day 4K for students around Wisconsin. Jeremiah joins us in La Crosse. Jeremiah, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what do you want to bring up, Jeremiah?
I just wanted to bring up, in La Crosse, our school district does offer 4K kind of in the way that was, you know, the community focus. So we have the schools themselves, but then also some child care centers that offer 4K too, which three kids that have gone through have been great. We did have one kid that was able to go through like a 3K, which was we ended up paying for that. But I was wondering what the thoughts were instead of having the funding, which I think is awesome that they're looking at, go towards a full day 4K. What are the thoughts on having like a half day 3K and a half day 4K still? So to even start introducing some of those concepts to kids and their learning, because we saw a lot of growth quickly with our youngest that went through 3K.
Jeremiah, thanks so much for sharing that story. Beth, what do you think?
Well, I think one of the problems is that half-day programming doesn't work for the majority of families anymore. You have two adults working, and even a full-day program is only a school-day program, and that's not even a full day for a teacher. So a lot of families struggle with the half-day program. About 30% of children in Wisconsin don't go to 4K, even though they're eligible, and many of those are because their family needs to have full-day care. And so I think it's a better investment to do 4K well and then think about starting earlier.
Jeremiah, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Beth, earlier you mentioned when we have good quality 4K programs, it can help narrow the achievement gap, give a big boost, especially the low-income kids. But sometimes we lose that momentum in the following years. Why and what can we do about that?
Okay, well, I think part of it is that we don't do a good job of supporting the children who need it most in say, K-3. And so particularly it's ironic that we're doing more and more academic things earlier, but it's not resulting necessarily in a lot of achievement given the up and the expectations. So I think we could do a lot by having better communication between early childhood and elementary, that we work to do some alignment of some in terms of curriculum. I still think that that's a local control thing that communities need to decide. And you need to have community initiatives. And I would say that La Crosse is a paradigm example of that. They were the city that started the community approach, and they have worked as a community to make sure that they can do a good job in those early years.
Are you seeing other communities go the pilgrimage to La Crosse and try to learn from that?
They did early in the years when it was started. I think it might be 40% of districts use this community approach now. And it's common enough that people are feeling more comfortable with it. But when they start up, they almost always reach out to La Crosse or one of the other districts that have done it for a while.
Talking to Beth Grau from UW-Madison, looking at early childhood education in Wisconsin and the idea of four-year-old kindergarten. Go back to your calls now. Jennifer is with us in Fitchburg. Jennifer, hi.
Hi. Just a question in comparing a country like Finland, for example, where they put off very formal academic education until like age 8. And by the time their kids are 17 and 18, they're academically achieving so much further ahead than we are. Whereas we're trying to downshift and push more academic to kids at age 3, how does that play out? I know structurally, obviously, the setup of family structure and country structure is just so different, but it just seems a bit ironic that we're pushing academics so much lower down and not seeing the great impact, as your guest was just alluding to.
Jennifer, thanks for the call. Beth?
Well, I think this is a great example of how you can't think about early education without looking at childcare. Yes, Finland waits to start reading later. They wait to start what we would call elementary school later, but they start their children in full-time, high-quality programming at 2 or 3, I think. And so they have an investment in quality early on so that they can take that longer period to be able to wait to introduce more academic things.
Thanks for that call. Do we have a problem if it looks like it's fun for the kids, we assume they're not learning stuff?
That, unfortunately, is what a lot of people assume. They're separating play and learning. And for me, the very best learning happens in playful situations. Now, that doesn't mean the teacher's not doing anything. No, the teacher's really important. But I think we should be looking for more joyful sounds coming out of 4K in kindergarten.
Time for one more caller. Terry is with us in Green Bay. Terry, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Education is vitally important for our kids. I have twin daughters. They went through 4K. It was only a half day, but we really did wish that it was full day, because one of those issues too is childcare costs. Wisconsin is the most expensive state for childcare costs in this nation. So expanding it to 4K and also making sure that kids get to go full day, I mean, you're tackling like two birds with one stone right there. So I think this is a really important investment that we look forward to. And I think it'll be worthwhile down the road.
Terry, thanks for the call. I hadn't heard that about Wisconsin being the most expensive. Beth?
It's very expensive. I don't know if it's the most expensive. It's also incredibly difficult to find, particularly for our youngest kids. I think that some people would argue you could get some of the same benefits by investing in the childcare community. But I think that there's a place where we could work together to lessen the burden on families, because childcare costs are crazy, while at the same time supporting folks in the childcare community who make no money and collaborate between, say, Department of Children and Families and DPI to work together to recognize that intersection problem.
I wanted to ask you about the status of people who are working in early child education and at child care centers. Mm-hmm. They're, I think, notoriously low paid.
Oh,
and
awful.
I think the mindset is, okay, well, they're babysitting. So, and I remember my kids were in part day daycare a couple days a mm-hmm. week, and the worker there was dropping knowledge on me about how their drawings fit into their development. Like, they knew a lot.
They do.
Is there a status issue here?
Absolutely. And I can tell you, yeah, it's chronic that childcare and early childhood educators in general are seen as less than. And many of them make wages that require them to have another job, and many of them don't have benefits. And so what happens is, in communities where they have, say, open up a community approach, there are teachers who were teaching in the childcare sector that move into an elementary 4K position so that they can actually eat every day. And that's kind of a waste in human capital in terms of the childcare industry.
So if you had, say, 40 seconds or so to offer advice to our state lawmakers as they tackle this issue, what would you tell them?
I would congratulate them for recognizing the importance of 4K, but I would say that we need to proceed carefully and recognize that 4K is part of this ecology And that just making it for full day is a first step into a bigger process.
Beth, thanks a lot for joining us in the studio today.
All right. Thank you.
Beth Grau is the Sorensen Professor of Curriculum and Instruction and Director of the Center for Research on Early Childhood Education at UW-Madison. She joined us today to talk about a new bill that could provide full-day kindergarten for 4-year-olds and the impact early education can have on kids and their families.